I just wanted to put a note to start this episode that this episode was recorded the day that Carrie Fisher fell ill on her flight from London to the US. And I thought about redoing this whole episode, but I think it's okay just to have it way it is and have my emotions at the time when she got ill. I don't really know what else to say, but it's really sad that she died and her mom died soon after that. Welcome to episode number 3 of Dark Rider Speeder Biker Bar. This episode, instead of starting out with some random Star Wars facts, I thought I would talk a bit about Carrie Fisher, who recently fell ill. At the time of recording this, news broke that Carrie had a heart attack on an air flight. The latest is she's stable and in hospital, which is pretty good news. All of us at Ten Pod Radio have been influenced by the work of Carrie Fisher through her acting and writing. When I was a kid, I was a big fan of old movies and such, so I knew of her parents, Debbie Reynolds and Eddie Fisher, before Star Wars even. I mean, I read about them in magazines, and they were on documentaries and such. And hearing that she was their daughter was actually one of the initial interest peaks for me seeing the film. I mean, you also had the stars and the wars and the lasers and everything, but that was one of the things. I was like, "Oh, Carrie Fisher. Oh, that's their daughter. Oh, that's cool." I remember also reading before Star Wars about the whole Debbie Reynolds, Elizabeth Taylor, Mike Todd, Eddie Fisher gossip story in a magazine, I think at a Walden Books in the mall, I think is where I read that about that. Also love, just a point, I love Debbie Reynolds in Singin' in the Rain. I think she's really good, and I like that movie, and I normally don't like musicals. And another side note is she's really good when she was on Will and Grace. But back to Carrie Fisher, people are just now are sort of just now learning about Carrie Fisher's standout writing career. Not only has she wrote like 8 books and also like 6 or 7 screenplays and a couple of stage plays, I think they're adaptions of her books. And she's a ghostwriter of a number of screenplays too, uncredited to a lot of stuff, which happens with a lot of script doctors and stuff. They never get credit because the writers union only allows so many credits on a script, even though you might have like 20 people work on it. A lot of times they only allow like 2 or 3 credits, I think it is. And, that's why there's like rumors about Good Will Hunting that Matt Damon and Ben Affleck wrote the initial script. Somebody else came in and really wrote a script, and then they kind of polished it a little bit, and then they got credit for it. I mean, script doctors and ghostwriters do that a lot for stuff. I did it. There's also been rumors over the years that she rewrote a lot of dialogue in Empire Strikes Back and Return of the Jedi, and there's even proof that she did that through like notes on scripts, like original scripts that she has, and you can find that online in different places. Good thoughts to us being graced with much more of her acting and writing, and no apologetic bullshit when she's dealing with bullshit in the world. Like, I mean, Carrie Fisher is not one for like mincing words, really. If she doesn't like a situation or a person, she tends to let people know. And we need more of that in 2017. And if you have only seen her in Star Wars work, I recommend like, they're small roles, not huge roles, but like she's great in Blues Brothers. She's great in The Burbs and Drop Dead Fred. She stands out in anything she's ever been in, really. I mean, that's basically who Carrie Fisher is. I mean, she always stood out a lot in the work she did. It a couple times.
What are you doing? You're already recording?
Yeah. Do it a couple times. I'll take the next one. Maybe I should hold up a lightsaber. If I can see your head. Today's review is going to be of the last of the trades for the Darth Vader Marvel series, which is really good. I really enjoyed all of them. This one is called End of Games. And I think they're ending it because I think the writer is going to come off of it, or they're going to like end it here and then start at another point later. But I really like this storyline. Just in this issue, him and the like evil killer droids are going after Dr. Alpha, who's getting her own series. I've seen. Talking about the let me do the credits for this. The credits for writer, and I'm sorry if I mess up anybody's names, I'm not really good at names, is Kieron Gillian. And the artists are Salvador Lucia, Mike Norton, Max Ferrarci, and cover art by Juan Ramirez. The colors is Edgar Delgado, David Correll, and Dave Stewart. I like the artwork in it for the most part. The only thing about any of the artists I really don't like is the way they draw the Emperor, and I really haven't seen many people get his face to where it's not, it doesn't kind of take you out of the story a little bit, and I just think it's like just the way the character's face is. That's just the way his face is. But I love Darth Vader. I had my worries about a series focused on Darth Vader, if they could do it really good without changing the character, but it's just really good. A lot of intrigue in it. I had my worries about the two evil droids with the like evil programming and stuff like that, but I think they work out really well on it too. I mean, it's like evil CP3O and R2D2. That's clearly what they were going for, and they did it, and I think it works overall. I think they add to the story quite a bit. Dr. Alpha is a character I've enjoyed, and like I said, it looks like she's getting her own series. I don't know where it's going to be placed, like before this or after this, but I like her character, and all the supporting characters and the storylines just wraps up all the stuff they've done so far with the, I don't know if they were cloned or just genetically altered characters that were supposed to be better than Vader. And it's, of course, spoilers, but, like, the Emperor was basically setting that up. If they were going to be better than him, they were going to take over for him, basically take his spot. But if he won, it just showed how stronger he was. And, like, Vader stands out in this story, like, really good. Anybody who really, like, freaked out in a good way at the part with Vader and Rogue One, you know which part it is, you should read these books. There's quite a few of those moments in these books. And it really gets in depth with his character overall. And there's some really freaking great moments in here with Vader and the other characters. But it's not just good moments with him. It's all of them. I'd highly recommend this book. I think I gave it like 4 stars, if I ain't mistaken. I think overall it's really good. The covers are good. I liked almost all, well, I have liked all the new Marvel series. The only one I didn't really love that much was the Shattered Empire one, the one that takes place like right after Return of the Jedi, and I thought it was okay. It wasn't great, but all the other series have been really, really well done. The regular Star Wars one, the Princess Leia one, the Chewbacca one. I haven't read the Han Solo one or the Poe Dameron one, but I hope to read those soon. But, I mean, like I said, overall, I really enjoyed all the Star Wars stuff. I hope to keep all the shows on a weekly schedule, except for the monthly shows, Sunday Night Movie Night, Tim Pod, the audio chapters and talking with Mara, but everything else is going to have a weekday unless something comes up where it's going to be scheduled. Darklighter's speeder biker bar will be on Wednesdays, released Wednesday nights. And I guess I can go ahead and say, like, this episode, the next episode after it will be Brain Leakage, which is my Doctor Who podcast where I explore Doctor Who from the beginning, the classic series from the beginning, and I'll talk about each podcast. But the weekly schedule will be Under the Training Book, which will be kind of a journal, rant, ramble, personal type podcast. I Wish I Was Brave will be on Tuesdays, which is I Wish I Was Brave is exploring classic Valiant Comics issue by issue. And like I said, Darklighter Speeder Biker Bar will be on Wednesdays, Thursdays Brain Leakage, the Doctor Who podcast, and on Fridays when we start it, which the start date hasn't been decided yet, but will be a podcast called Hunters Flashcards, which will be a Flash comics podcast. And these will have guest stars or regular co-hosts or hosts and media co-hosts, you know what I mean, for all those. So I hope everybody has a good start to the new year, as this podcast is scheduled to be coming out on the 4th of January. I hope everybody had a good new year to start. See everybody later. Bye.